All of you have shared whatever else we need to know. I just have a few things at the end to remind you of. If you were wondering, did life pass her by? It did not. And for one simple reason, all of you shared the gift of love. And you may remember what, again, the Apostle Paul said about love. It is patient and kind. It is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in the wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never ends. And so faith, hope, and love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. If you have love, you cannot do any better than that. And if there were things that happened in the past that you regret, things said or done, or things that you did not get around to, that same love covers a multitude of sins. It's a little verse in 1 Peter. But it's like taking a blanket, maybe even something white, and just covering up the raw spots, the hurtful spots, so everything looks shiny and bright once again. And sometimes we can't do that because the time has passed. But it is God who finally gives us that ability. Love covers a multitude of sins. As a family, look after each other. Stay in touch with one another. If you need a church family, find one. They are just amazing, filled with believers and lovers who will encourage you on your way. But for now, on this most glorious day, I would only leave you with two short prayers. Dear Father, into your hands we give up your servant Vicky. Receive her into your arms of mercy. Keep her safe until the day of resurrection, when all of us in your presence will see again those who have gone before us. We thank you for Vicky, the blessing she was to so many. Comfort those who remain, who, of course, will miss her, her counsel, her laughter, her fierce love. May our love for her continue as we pass on her spirit to others. You have promised, O Lord, my grace is sufficient for you, my power is made perfect in weakness. When we are weak, when we are sad, give us that grace and that power as our lives continue on without Vicky. We ask all these things in Jesus' name, and those of you can, please pray with me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless all of you. The Lord lift up his face upon you and give you his peace. The Lord let his promise of strength and love rest upon you and strengthen you as you go from this place without someone who is at the center of your lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may certainly come forward if you wish to look at some of the pictures. We have more of the music that Vicky wanted us to hear, and if you have a chance to look at the words of Amazing Grace, we heard that song before the service began. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Vicky wanted you to hear that. Yes.
Number, first of all, if everyone could please sign the guest book, so that way, you know, it'll keep me busy for a while. And second of all, we are all getting together after this at my mom and Tim's house over on Briston, and everybody is more than welcome to come if they would like to. And thank you guys all for being here.